Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show. I am your hostess, Patricia Williams. I thank each of you for tuning in on today. At this time, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank you, praise you, and I give you the glory. God, we ask that you will move by your spirit and move by your power, because the anointing destroys every yoke. And we ask it for a yoke-breaking anointing, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, God, even on today through the airways. God, touch, heal, deliver, and set the captive free. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for tuning in on today. And I ask that you would just share the number for someone to call in and ask questions or give their testimony. It is 319-527-6072. 319-527-6072. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in on today. And I also encourage you, if you want to drop me an email, it's faithisthekey47@gmail.com. Faithisthekey47@gmail.com. And also, if you would like to support my ministry, there is various ways you can do it. You can go to www.patriciajwilliams.com, and there is a button where you can generously donate, or you can go to Cash App, which is $dollar sign, Tricia Joe, or my PayPal, faithisthekey47@gmail.com. If this show has been a blessing to you, please leave a kind remark or a review. And I also tell you to please share with someone else, because many people have told me just the topics that we had and having are strengthening their spiritual walk. And that's why we are here, to help you to strengthen your spiritual walk. And if you didn't have a chance to review the Seven Spirits of God, which was a dynamic series, I also encourage you to go back on the archives and listen in regarding the Seven Spirits of God. Now, we're going to be talking about examining your thought life, and we're going to be coming from the book of James, James 1st chapter, the 2nd through the 8th verse, James 1, 2 through 8. We're going to be talking about examining your thought life. Examining your thought life. And let us read. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that give it to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. But he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen. That's James 1, 2 through 8. Good evening, Apostle. How are you doing on today?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Just going over with the people of God on today. Just we're going to be talking about examining our thought life, because, you know, when we face challenges and when we seem that our prayers are not being answered, sometimes we just don't want to praise God, and we just wondering what's going on. And but there comes a time when we have to recognize when our faith is going up and down, up and down. It's like we can believe God for one thing, but then we can't believe him for another. And then I always tell people, he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. If God did it back then, he will do the same right now. So we want to encourage the people on how to examine their thought life. So the floor is open to you, and we're basing this on James 1st chapter 2 through 8. So the floor is open.
Amen. You said examining our thought life?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, my God, you know, it's amazing that you discussed that, because the Bible says, so a man thinketh, so is he. So it's very important for us to understand that we have whatever, not only what we say, but what we think. A lot of people live defeated lives because their thought process is off. And some of it, woman of God, and, you know, and being deeply rooted in Southwest Louisiana, where I'm from, and I know from North Louisiana where you are, we are taught certain ways growing up. And sometimes we think that our thought process, the way we were raised, was right, but necessarily it might not be. You know, so in order for you to get where you have to get in God, you're going to have to develop a clean, biblical and spiritual demeanor to understand of what your, not only your rights is on earth, but what your rights is in heaven. You know, I used to think, woman of God, you know, everything my grandparents said was law. But after I listened to a lot of what they said and I listened to a lot of what they did, I discovered that some of that was witchcraft. You know, for example, if you have a cold, you don't need to go to the doctor. Go meet the auntie who treat. Go meet the card reader. Go do this. Go do that. And I discovered when I got older and I started knowing God for myself that I had to develop my own thought process, and I had to develop my own way of thinking, because sometimes even though people mean well, they'll still they could send you to hell right along with them. So in order for you to live a wonderful life, you're going to have to learn to change the way you think in order for you to possess what you are entitled to have.
And it's a good thing you said that, because the way I was brought up and the way I was brought up in church, it was like that. We wasn't to the point to receive a blessing, that's all that we have to do is just serve God, and that's it. And when someone blesses us, we was like, no, we don't want it, not realizing that was the will of God for us to be blessed. And it's just like you said, we learn the things that was we was brought up in. Just like when I used to pray with my aunt, and we would pray the book of Psalms with a candle lit. I didn't know that was witchcraft until I got older. And then thank God that, you know, he had covered me during that time. I didn't know that. So being as it now, you can't get me to even light a candle in of my house, because that a trigger to the point that, hey, that is witchcraft. You know, those little incense and all that. So then I had to examine myself, and then I had to say, oh, God, I said, okay, God, you have to teach me now, because I felt like, man of God, I was behind the time. Since I was introduced to holiness and righteousness, I felt like I was behind the time. But I thank God that God had redeemed the time, because of the fact we didn't know back then. But now that we know, we have to do better, and then we have to warn others. So, man of God,
yeah.
What would you tell folks that is examining their thought life right now when they feel like, you know, they are behind the time, that they have missed so much?
Woman of God, I say it's never too late to recoup. And the reason why mm-hmm. I say that is because it's never too late for anything, long as it has to do with the Heavenly Father. And I say that because I felt mm-hmm. like I missed out on a lot of things because my thought
yes.
process was messed
yes.
up. But I discovered that once God, you know, once I understood that my thought process
mm-hmm.
was conforming with everyone else's, that I wasn't seeing no forms of transformation. And I understand,
mm-hmm.
you know, now that when you're transformed, what I love about God is he'll restore even the things you lose, or even the
yes.
opportunities you wasn't
mm-hmm.
given the opportunity to get, because either you was, you know, not, you know, capable, or because
right.
you wasn't mindful. So it's some things
right.
that I missed out on, woman of God. Like, for example, and I say this with a smile from ear to ear, woman of God, you know, for example, my father and my mother, my father had a 10th grade education. My
yeah.
mother was a high school graduate. But all they put on the inside of us was, oh, you're out of high school, go to work. Go to work.
Yeah.
Don't worry about nothing else. Go to work. Go make some money.
Yeah.
So that was my mindset. But I went out into the working field, and I discovered that I could make a decent living. But people who have degrees, woman of God, are
mm-hmm.
taken more serious. You
yes.
know, so
yes.
and you understand
yes.
that, because
yes.
you are degreed as well. And
yes.
one
yes.
of the things
yes.
I understand now versus being out in the world, and when I had that mindset, all I need to do was make money, was I felt like I
yes.
was missing out, woman of God. And I felt
mm-hmm.
like I didn't complete my purpose, because
yes.
I knew all through school I made good grades, and I cheated
mm-hmm.
myself until my late 20s to decide to go
mm-hmm.
to school. But thank God,
yes.
you know, I corrected. So the things that I felt like I lost, I won
yes.
it right back.
True. And it wasn't that long, because God was redeeming the time. And then also, you said something key, a degree matters. You will be respected more with a degree. Now, for to turn it over to a spiritual realm, people will acknowledge your title before they will acknowledge who you are in Christ. And that's where some people in the body of Christ has been messed up. Because just because a person labeled themselves as the apostle, it just may be a name that a God hasn't even ordained them yet to walk in. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But just because they are an apostle, they may seem like that the other person next to them is lower just because they have the name apostle. And then I've seen some people that have been messed up because they had chosen them to do something in which they wasn't the right person God wanted them to use in that hour. And
mm-hmm.
it had really messed up some lives. So that's why we have to examine who we choose, examine what we do, examine what we say, because of the simple fact, whatever we do, wherever we go, whatever we say affect the lives of many people down the road. And I am
yeah.
a true witness to that, because people would speak into my spirit, and then I knew it wasn't of God. But then I was taught to not receive everything that I hear, to make sure it's from God, because this a day and hour, people will say exactly what you want to hear, not what you need to hear. You have any thoughts about that, man of God?
Absolutely, woman of God. And that's why it's so important to try the spirit by the spirit, to see what is of God. Because guess what? Your heart will tell you to be open, and it will tell you to just welcome those people with open arms. But your mind, your wisdom, your intellect will tell you to try it. Because trying it will find out if it's proven tried and true. And I've done that many times, woman of God. I've been in positions where my heart got in the way. And when my heart got in the way, they ended up not being the person that needed to be used. But when I use my mind, I find out that when you try it and you find out it's of God, then you're able to use it.
Yes. That is so true. So not only do we have to examine our thought life, not only now, but then we have to examine it every day, because whatever we say or think or do affects someone else. And I wish that I would have known that back then, because I would have made a lot of changes, a lot of changes. Yeah. That's why we have to seek the Lord concerning everyone, because just like you say, compassion will make you use somebody. Or then to, you know, hold on to somebody when a God be saying, no, not now. But then our compassion will you always, and then I would tell everybody, compassion will always override the spirit of the Lord. It never fails, because you feel like, well, God, I need to help them now. And then that's when you will get in serious trouble. So, man of God, what can you say to ones that think that have lost so much? Because we all know that God redeemed a time for us. But how would you encourage them, since they just found out about the thought life?
Woman of God, I will say that it's never too late. When even when you feel like you lost, you really gain, you know, and
indeed.
That's why it's so important when you know your biblical rights and you are rooted and grounded inside of God, you understand that he will restore the years that even the locusts had came and messed up. So I want you to understand that even though your mindset, even though your way you're thinking might tell you that you lost, you didn't lose. It's not your turn yet. Or even if, you know, people around you are getting blessed and your mind will tell you at the same time that you're not on the same level or you won't get blessed, that's a lie from the pits of hell. You will get blessed.
Okay.
You will have everything that God says you have. Don't allow the enemy to put a spirit of jealousy on you, a spirit of worry, a spirit of depression, oppression. Get in a position where you understand that even though you can't see it, don't mean that the jar bell's still not going to be ringing.
Amen. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. And Apostle, thank you so much, because I have learned something from this as well, that I have to also encourage myself when I feel like that I need to override or to do something out of compassion, that I have to examine myself and wait on God, because just like I had told somebody yesterday, we have not arrived. We will never arrive until we get into heaven gates, and that's when we will arrive. So then we are learning every day. We are learning every day, and then we are also being in a contact with a people daily. And then some people are watching our lives daily. They are watching us daily. They are watching us daily. So, Apostle, I thank you so much for tuning in on today. This has been a great lesson. And I will encourage the people to go back into the archives and to listen. So until next week, everyone have a blessed week. And thank you, Apostle. You be blessed.
Amen. God bless.
God bless you.
Lord, may you welcome your presence.